The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Roszell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. Indeed, I am live. Happy Easter, everybody. Hope you're going to have a wonderful day and, you know, that you take a moment to really appreciate what the day is about. This is one of those times of the year where there's a lot of things overlapping again, and, you know, from, Passover and we're moving forward, and it's just a wonderful time that, you know, we all take a moment to appreciate, you know, where we came from and why we're here and doing what we're doing. Anyway, that's my perspective on it, but I wish you a wonderful day. We're talking about digestive function problems and heartburn, right? I don't want to mess up your Easter because so many of you are cheating today because you gave up so many things over the Lenten season. But nevertheless, this Wednesday evening, the 12th of the month, Annabeth Goss will be my guest at the Results Center for Healing. And we would like to invite you to join us. We're going to be talking about your digestive tract. We're going to talk about digestive problems and heartburn and all those things that make you bloat and break down and not feel good. And you wonder why you can't eat the things that you used to eat anymore. This is your opportunity. So it's real easy to make that happen. You can go to RoszellCare.com. And scroll down, you're going to see a place where you can just kind of click it and register. And if you do register, please come, because we have limited spacing, but as you know, we're packed. Those of you who have been there before. And if you do register and for something, you know, something happens that you can't come, then just give us a call. Say, hey, listen, I can't make it. And we'll make sure that we can invite somebody to take your place. Having said that, let's talk about some of the things that make you uncomfortable. You know, many of us today are sitting around and we have my whole family over and we're having roasted meats and we're having eggs and we're having certain vegetables. And yeah, we're going to cheat a little bit. And, you know, we have things here for the kids and that sort of situation. And many of you are going to go out for eat and you're going to eat things that, you know, you haven't eaten in a while. I don't know why we do it, but, you know, we just kind of say, well, I got to have certain things. You know, when I was a kid growing up back in the day, I'm first generation to this country. My grandmother would not only make lamb on Easter Sunday, but we would also have this codfish stew that she would make. And basically what it was is she would get this salted smoked fish, and then she would soak it in water and clean it up. And then she would bake it with little potatoes and onions and olive oil and lots of garlic and so forth. And that was a tradition on Easter. It actually was really good for you food. You know, having said that, make sure that you eat well so we don't end up with all these gastrointestinal problems, these functional disturbances, if you will, that ultimately can show up as pathology. You know, think about, you know, what happens over time. Whether you have this lump in your throat, where could that come from? Could that be neurological, or could it be because you're not eating the way you're supposed to? You could have chest pain. What's that all about? You could have heartburn that's constant. And sometimes the persistency of the heartburn with or without food tells you a couple things about really what's going on. Many of you think that heartburn, that burning sensation, particularly when we're older, is a result of too much acid. And actually, it's not. It's not enough acid. It's an increase of alkalinity. Their body is too alkaline. And what happens with that is you don't digest anything. So now you go out and you take all these PPIs or these protein pump inhibitors that stop any functional production of digestive enzymes. And guess what? Now you have food in your belly. You don't feel anything, but you're not digesting anything. So your minerals go down, your calcium, your magnesium, you know, things of that nature. and you can't absorb B12 and your proteins don't absorb and you wonder why you can't put muscle on or you don't feel good or you don't have any energy. That's one of the reasons that this takes place. And then, you know, we look at the lower gastroduodenal problems. And here's where we have pain or discomfort that's located in the upper part of your abdomen. It's just pain. It hurts. It doesn't feel good. And we're burping all the time. We're belching. Sometimes we have nausea and this ongoing, we have to throw things up. There's a syndrome called rumination. I have a hard time pronouncing that sometimes. Rumination simply means that you regurgitate food that you recently swallowed. It's effortless. It's like you swallow it down, but if you want to, you can throw it back up. It's like an animal that does that on purpose. But we don't want to do that on purpose because it's telling you that you have a problem with the sphincter that goes from the esophagus, your food tube, down into the stomach. And we're going to talk about all those things, but more importantly, we're going to talk about them Wednesday evening so you can resolve them, so you can turn them around. Digestive enzyme insufficiency. You know, recently on television, you've heard about this thing called, you know, pancreatic insufficiency. Well, every organ system can be insufficient. The question becomes, why is it insufficient? Not to take something for it. And we know that it can be neurogenic. We know that it can be an imbalance of acid alkaline function within the system. But these functional pancreatic disorders or hypofunction is a piece of other things that are taking place. So you can have pain in the common bile duct. That's where it's called biliary pain. It's due to the gallbladder not working the way it's supposed to, and you're holding bile back. You know, that's what the gallbladder is supposed to do. It's supposed to store bile. We're not having enough hydrochloric acid coming from the stomach. It triggers the pancreas to work. See, if your stomach's not working, your pancreas can't work. Kind of an interesting catch-22, right? If you're taking a protein pump inhibitor to stop that burning feeling in your stomach, the problem is now your pancreas isn't going to work the way it's supposed to because you need pancreatic enzymes to digest things, but the pancreatic enzymes is triggered by the production of hydrochloric acid. So you've got this whole nonsensical thing. And how many of you don't chew well? Or you're chewing all the time? Catch-22. So if you don't chew well, you don't produce enough saliva. Saliva triggers the stomach to produce hydrochloric acid. That triggers the pancreas and the gallbladder to work. But guess what happens if you're chewing all the time? And there's no food in there. Then you're constantly causing these organ systems to work all the time, you know, like you're chewing gum all day long, or you're chewing on a toothpick all day long. You're producing saliva, so you're swallowing it. It causes the stomach to work, the pancreas to work, the gallbladder to work, and pretty soon they get tired. They don't want to do what they're supposed to do. So think about your habits, and that's the very basic beginning of all this. So as we look at any kind of problem, we have to look at the surrounding environment. In your intestinal tract, in your lower gut, you have this covering. It's called the mesenteric apron, and it can tighten things up, and it can cause your bowels not to work. It can cause the lumen, the covering of the intestinal system, to break down if it's not in position, if it's not laying flat. It can have problems with movement, and we call that paralysis. Now, how does those paralysis show up? It can come from scarring, from surgery that you had in the past. And so if somebody's been in there in an appendicitis or a gallbladder surgery, or they had to go in and remove part of your colon, that scarring, that scar tissue, can cause an inhibition on the functional portions of the intestinal tract. Think about that for a minute. So you're trying to do everything right, but everything's stuck in there. It's not working the way it's supposed to. We're going to cover that in detail on Wednesday evening. But it affects everything. It affects the microbiome of the intestinal lining. That's the good bacteria. So we have to make sure that we understand those interrelationships if we're going to fix something. It's not just a matter of, here, take this medication, and if you feel better, great. Tell me when it gets worse, and I'll give you some more medication. That's not the way it works. the way it works is to understand the mechanism. And this Wednesday evening, we're going to do that. And all you have to do is call the office, 703-698-7117, Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax, or go online at rosellecare.com and register. And we'll have some fun. I promise you, we're going to put some light on the subject. And, you know, Annabeth is amazing. She's somebody that really understands the intimacy of how nutrition affects this whole thing. And that's what she's going to do. She's going to give you insights to the nutritional patterns that affect the, from the time you swallow food to the time that it hits your stomach to the time it goes in your intestinal tract, and then you get rid of it, right? So it's supposed to work that way, and it's supposed to work that on a very predictable basis. And she's going to touch on those things and tell you why sometimes we get ourselves in trouble. And you also can have allergy reactions that can cause the intestinal system not to fire. It gets swollen, it gets irritated, it actually will crack and fissure, so to speak. The porousness that absorbs food now becomes much more permeable, so you absorb things without, if you will, without digesting them properly. But we're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about the pain that so many people get, irritable bowel situations. And you know, you go to the doc and you say, you know, it hurts for me to go to the bathroom. It just hurts my intestinal tract, not just the lower sphincter area, if you will, but my gut hurts. And you have all this bloating and distension. And so guess what happens, you know, with a lot of different things? We have pain, but we don't know where it's coming from. And we're actually going to touch on something called an opioid-induced constipation. Well, that means that your doctor has given you these drugs like gabapentin. You've had surgery. A lot of you get hooked on gabapentin, and you've been on it for months. But even when you stop it, now the receptors of the nerves no longer work. And subsequently, that bowel is going to be inhibited. It's not going to move. It's not going to move food through for evacuation. It's opioid-induced constipation. And unfortunately, there's so many of us out there that have been on drugs literally for years, and there's side effects to all these things, and it does affect the intestinal system. We're going to tell you how you rule out things like heavy mold and yeast formations, bacteria, parasites, and other bugs. We call them mycoplasms as a group. Those are things that you need to know about and make sure that you understand them, because if you're not your own advocate, if you will, if you're not your own advocate, then who's going to be? Who's going to step in there and say, hey, listen, doc, what's the deal here? But we're going to talk about all these things this Wednesday evening, the 12th, 6 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. I really want you to join us. Just remember, all these processes, most of them are functional in their initial patterns, in their initiation. They just didn't happen. So we want you to understand that. We want you to be able to do something about it and get yourself back to normal so your body does what it's supposed to be doing. Yes, we'll talk about reflux disease. We'll talk about, you know, what happens with ulcerations and the things that you can do to make that better. We're going to talk about colitis. We're going to talk about GERD problems. We're going to talk about all those things. But we're going to give you solutions, things that you can do to really resolve this stuff, turn it around, and life becomes so much more pleasant. Trust me, it will be the best hour and a half, 2 hours that you've ever spent in trying to resolve your health problems. Because guess what? Your immune system, your health starts in your intestinal system. And if you ignore it, or if you try to dumb it down, if you try to dope it up, you're just going to get progressively worse over time, and you're going to lose bone mass, you're going to lose muscle mass, you're going to lose all those things. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to get into this a little bit more intimately as we go through the program today. You know, what a time to talk about your gut at Easter, right? Well, you'll forgive me, but you know, that's the way it is. You guys really need to know. We'll be right back after some important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Happy Easter. hope you're having a great day with your family and you're doing the traditions that your family is accustomed to. Make sure you spend a little time and be reflective of what Easter is really about. It's not about the Easter Bunny, by the way. Just want you to know. And take that opportunity to be mindful and to meditate and offer up a little prayer for this country of ours. We are in trouble, in my opinion. And, you know, we have to come together with, you know, how we used to be, if you will, you know, a community of people that are there to help and support each other, that live by a standard of quality that is so important if we're going to move on as this great experiment called the United States of America. I don't mean to get into that type of political piece, but it's important to me because I grew up, you know, in a immigrant family that came to this country and came here because they believed in the concepts of the experiment that has made us who we are. So think about that and then enjoy your family. Have a great time. Eat and relax and enjoy and have a conversation. And this Wednesday evening, have a conversation with me. Have a conversation with me and Annabeth Goss. She's one of our nutritionists at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And we're going to talk about your gut, your intestinal tract. Yeah, I just spoiled your day. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, you know, this is important. We want you to have the best health care that you possibly can have. And that means start by understanding what you can do to make life better. 6 o'clock, the 12th, this Wednesday. All you have to do to register is go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. And let us know that you're coming. And if something happens that you can't, please let us know that as well. We'd love to have you, but we want to prepare for you. So make sure. And if you just, you know, if you're old fashioned like me and you want to pick up the phone and register, 703-698-7117. And just say, hey, listen, you know, I want to come and give us a way to make sure that we can confirm. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about acid reflux on Wednesday evening and the different pieces. I'm not going to get in real deep, but understand that true acid reflux is because the valve at the top of the stomach is not holding tightly. And so you back up not only stomach acid, but gastrin. These are digestive enzymes, a little bit of pepsin as well. And it comes all the way through. Sometimes the lower valve, it's called the pylorus, by the way, will allow intestinal tract contents to move into the stomach and then they go through. But generally when that happens, when both valves are not working, it's a result of a neurological problem. In my world, the nerves from the spine and a nerve from the brain called the vagus nerve are the ones that innervate the stomach. And if they're not firing properly, a lot of these things can happen. And there's a muscle, the diaphragm, that sits on top of the stomach. We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about GERD versus GER. I'm going to let you think about that one for a while, and we'll tell you all about that coming up this Wednesday evening. You know, if you have chest pain or you're bloating and you're hurt after a bowel movement, or, you know, you sit down and you got to go to the bathroom, but you're afraid to do it because afterwards your whole intestinal tract hurts, that's a problem. And you know, sometimes your doctor just gives you what? Here, take this, it'll go away, whatever. Take this muscle relaxant, take this. It doesn't answer the question why it's there to begin with. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we know what it is that we're dealing with, and we want to be able to turn it around as quickly as possible. So you have to look at the balance, you know, within that intestinal system, the acid alkaline balance. You have to look at the neurological innervation. You have to look at the allergy reactions that may or may not take place. You have to look at and rule out any of the mycoplasms or the parasites. And we're going to do all of that this week. And we're going to talk about what you can do to make it better, because why live with this, right? That's not the way life is supposed to be. But we've got into society today that we catch as catch can. That means that we, you know, we're in a rush, so we're going to go grab something, throw it in our mouth so we can get on with our life. But what about that burning pain in our throat? What about that chest pain? What about the problem swallowing? You look at your teeth and you wonder where the damage came from. You look at the acid erosion that's taking place. None of that is okay. So we start taking nausea supplements, and you know what happens then, by the way, you'll start burping and belching because now you have food that is fermenting in your intestinal tract. That's not okay. So let's put that fire out. Let's see what we can do. We're going to do that Wednesday evening. We're going to show you what can take place. Just remember, it's the 12th of April. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Register for it. Make sure you do, because we want to be able to have a seat for you and prepare for you and make sure that you have all the data that you possibly can. I promise you, you're going to learn more in a short period of time that you may have not thought about. And then it's up to you. What are you going to do next? How do you fix it? How do you take the next step? And that's what Wednesday is all about. We'll make that an opportunity for you. But to ignore this and to ignore problems, you know, things like respiratory problems and degeneration and osteoporosis can take place. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Happy Easter. Hopefully you're enjoying your family and having a great day, and you're listening to me as you're on the way to lunch someplace, or you know, you're out walking around, and or you're sitting there with your family. But you know, the best thing is that you can listen to this again, because all of our programs are archived. One of the ways you can get there is go to RozelleRadio.com, and you're going to see literally hundreds of programs, and they're dated and titled, so you can go back and listen to them. Send your friends to that site too. We're there to educate you. When you look at it, there's nothing there to sell you. It's just we're there to educate you. Or you can go to RozelleCare.com, and as you register for this Wednesday evening's program, the 12th, you can also see all the data that's there. We've set it up so you can actually learn something. And that's my mission. It always has been, to be able to show you what your options, your opportunities are, and to be able to give you the tools to help yourself. Yes, we're there to help you. We can do things for you. But more importantly, we want to make sure that you have those things that you can put your fingers on, if you will. One of the things I'm going to talk about this Wednesday evening, and Annabeth and I will kind of co-teach. She's going to talk about the nutritional aspects of the pieces of gastrointestinal problems. And I'm going to talk about the actual pathology, the neurology, things that you can do. We're going to show you how the nervous system is intimately interlinked, and how different parts of the nerves that come off the spine and off the brain actually go to the different organ systems. And sometimes when you have low back pain, your lower intestinal tract is not going to work. When your hips aren't working the way they're supposed to, the rectum and the large intestine don't work. When the middle of your back is not firing properly, your liver and your gallbladder doesn't work, and your stomach can't empty the way it's supposed to. So we're going to talk about all those things and what happens, and we're going to give you some strategies that can make a difference. There's things called intrinsic nerves, and they're controlled by your brain, and they cause muscles to contract. And there's a big loop, this feedback loop, and it's called a sympathetic feedback loop. And what that means is that it's something sympathetic. Anytime you hear sympathetic, it means that your body's in fight flight. So what does that mean when it comes to digestive? It causes the gut to be stimulated and to produce digestive enzymes so you can evacuate stuff that shouldn't be there and get rid of it. So we're going to touch on that just a little bit. You'll understand what that's all about. We're going to talk about that wanderer that we've kind of hit upon in so many other things. It's called the vagus nerve. It's called the wanderer. And it's very involved in a condition called gastroparesis. And what that really means is, you know, the gut is too tight sometimes, and it's not working. It doesn't relax the way it's supposed to. And if that thing is not working properly, then you're going to back up all kinds of gastric juices. So gastroparesis can be a very difficult condition. So what do they do? Sometimes they're going to stretch your intestinal tract, your stomach. They're going to open up that sphincter between the stomach and the gut, or from the esophagus to the stomach. Not a good idea. There's a lot of things that can happen. So you know, the wrong way of treating so many of these things is there's constantly taking things like Tagamet, you know, Zantac, Tums, Pepsi, Gaviscon, Malox. I mean, the list goes on. It's craziness. And the unfortunate part of dealing with something like that or giving this for that is it doesn't ask the right question. It asks the wrong question. It's not what the symptom is. That's the disturbance. That's what drives you in to see the physician. The question needs to be, what's causing that? What was the initiator? Not just, oh, it's too much acid. No, the question before that is, what's causing the increase of acid production? Or more importantly, as I said earlier on, what's causing the burning? Because that burning could be too much alkalinity. It's the opposite of too much acid, but they do the same thing. So you have to ask the questions properly if you're going to get the right answer. Do you need stomach acid? Yes. If so, how much? That's a question based on what you're eating. Is it healthy to have artificially decreased stomach acid? Short answer is no, but we'll tell you why that. Is the stomach acid really the problem? As we've alluded to already, not really, right? So what's really supposed to happen? We're going to take you through from the time you chew to the time you swallow to the time it gets into the stomach, then goes in the intestinal tract, and then you go down for evacuation. That's important. So as you're chewing, right, so we start in the mouth, visualize a shark, if you will, okay, chomp, 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 chomp. The teeth and the jaws are going to move. And then you have muscles that have to coordinate to make that happen. Then you're going to produce something called lipase and amylase. There's actually a little gastrin that's produced in the mouth, too, that they didn't know about years ago, but we do know about now. And then you're going to have a muscular contraction that moves things from the mouth down into the stomach. And then the stomach does three major things. Think about it. Three things. It kills bad bacteria and other pathogens that get into your gut. It also breaks down allergens because of the acid level it should have. It chemically and mechanically begins to digest your food. And then it holds and releases food that you have consumed. So those are the three major things. But the chemical piece is also important because, as I said early in the program, what it does is it triggers other parts of digestion, bile and pancreatic enzymes. That takes the next step in breaking your food down so you can absorb them. So we have to understand that the stomach has very important considerations and actions and activities. And if we dumb it down, if we decrease the motility, the movement, if we decrease the chemistries that it's supposed to produce and not ask the question why that symptom is doing what it's doing. It's not just the symptom and putting the fire out. It's the symptom, but what causes symptom. And you got to go back and ask the question two, three steps before that to really resolve the problem. So you have to look at all the pieces of innervation. You have to look at the triggering mechanism, the nerves, maybe muscular contraction, other enzymes that are necessary that the body may not be producing at the levels that it should before you can fix anything. So the stomach triggered by gastrin. Then we have the hydrochloric acid that's produced and it decreases, you know, the pH in the body and so forth. And then it triggers something called pepsin. And it's a whole pathway that we have to really truly understand, including motor function. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to make sure you get it. Make sure that you understand the application so you can help yourself. There's a lot of things you can do to make a difference. You make a few changes and all of a sudden life gets a whole lot better. And Annabeth Goss is going to give you some clues and she's going to show you how to shift a few things to make a difference in your life. I promise you, you're going to have enough tools that if you really want to, you can shift all this ugliness that may be taking place and has been there for a long time, and you wonder why you always have these problems, why you go from constipation to diarrhea, why you hurt intestinal tract, why you're burning, why you're losing calcium from your bones. It's an important interrelated pathway. And if we dumb that down where it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, then we really have problems. You know, we talked about something called the ileocecal valve last week, and I took you through that. I called it the great mimic. We're going to talk about that as well on Wednesday evening. At the end of your small intestine, this ileum, as it goes into the large intestine called the cecum, there's two major things that are important there. One is the absorption of vitamin B12. If that isn't working, you're not absorbing your B12, and the absorption of bile salts. Sometimes it's not that you're not getting enough, it's that it's not getting in. So if we know that it's not getting in, the question now becomes why? Not just give you more of it, but why is it happening? Often, because the nerves that go to that area come from the spinal area, can be an irritation of the spinal nerve roots. It can be that wanderer, that vagus nerve that's not firing properly. It can be that mesenteric apron that's laying over the top of it and is causing some tenting. It could be an old surgery. Many of you had your appendix removed. Many of you had your gallbladders removed. That scarring, that scar tissue, can cause a tenting effect, and subsequently the structures underneath it, the intestinal system, may not be working properly. That might be one of the things that is causing that problem. So then things go into the large intestine, right? What's the responsibility of the gut? It's to absorb water. It's to maintain good microbiome. That's your good bacteria. And it's supposed to get rid of the waste. To the extent that the large gut does that, is the extent that your health in that area is maintained. However, sometimes it doesn't do what it's supposed to be doing, right? So sometimes that large bowel gets tightened up, it drops down, it's not in its normal course, and you end up with other problems that are responsible for that. So we're going to walk through it. We're going to talk about what happens when food putrefies, when it actually gets ugly. We're going to talk about what the signs and symptoms. I said last week, and somebody said, oh, really? That really happens? You ever get close to somebody, having a conversation with them, and all of a sudden you realize you got to back off about 3 feet because their mouth smells like a sewer? That's an indicator that the gut is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's not okay. And we kind of referred to it last week as that ileocecal area. So if that ileocecal area is incompetent, not working the way it's supposed to, then you're going to get toxin that is going to backflush it. More important, just a bad smelling mouth, you're going to have space, be swollen, and you're going to have, and you're inflamed, and you're going to hurt, and your brain's not going to work the way it's supposed to. So we're going to talk about what a dysbiotic gut means. You've heard the term. What is dysbiosis? What dysbiosis really is about is that you're not producing enough digestive enzymes. So the levels of bad bacteria, mold, fungus, parasites, all kinds of microorganisms go up, and that decreases your immunological reaction. Remember we said last week's in many programs over time that your intestinal system produces about 80%, 85% of your immune reaction. Also, all the little neurotransmitters, these things that affect your nervous system, but particularly your brain. We'll talk about ulcerations. We're going to talk about Helicobacter and how it affects and causes breakdown and destruction with the intestinal lining. There's this thing called leaky gut syndrome. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what happens with it. Malabsorption is a real problem for so many people in today's world. They're putting in vitamins, they're putting in nutrition, and they're trying to, do this for that, even in the natural world. And this is what I warn doctors about when I lecture all over the country. Don't get into the medical model of saying, take this because of this deficiency. Ask the question why it's not working to begin with. But malabsorption of nutrients is a real problem, just as a malabsorption of foods or anything else. Why do you think that if you put all kinds of vitamins in, why would you think, why would you think that supplementing vitamins, if you can't absorb anything else, is going to work well? Then you have to ask the question, what really is going on? failure of small and large intestine to absorb nutrients, things like vitamin A and E and D and K, and, you know, we talked about B12, minerals, calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, fats, so forth. That all happens in that intestinal lining. But if it's not working the way it's supposed to, you can't fix it. You can't make it better. This Wednesday, the 12th, 6 p.m., we're going to talk about that. We're going to tell you what really happens. And but more importantly, do you want to have a life that is not full of aches and pains? Do you want to have a life that you can get rid of toxins and dump things? And particularly in the world that we just went through post-COVID, we're seeing so many patients at this point that are suffering from gastrointestinal problems. We're seeing so many patients that are coming up with these this bizarre syndrome presentation. Let's guide you through the process. Let's tell you what really can be done. Let's tell you what you need to be aware of and take that information and be able to help not only yourself, but your family and people that you care about. Because as far as I'm concerned, the world as we know it is delusional when it comes to healthcare. It's not looking at the triggering mechanisms and then what do you have to do to fix that before that? Whether it's a post-COVID syndrome, long haulers, any other viral or microorganisms. These are things that you need to know exist. Unfortunately, they're not being talked about at the levels that you need to know how to apply them. We're coming up to a break. I can talk about this for hours and hours, and we're going to do that, not for hours and hours, but a lengthy period of time this Wednesday evening. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'll be right back.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Been an interesting program. And by the way, I hope I didn't ruin your Easter and the things that you're going to have to eat today. But maybe I'll listen to it like tomorrow. But seriously, what we're talking about today is really important. It's about your immune system, your intestinal tract, but from a place of the entire digestive process that starts in your mouth and exits in the lower part of your body. So when we talk about GI problems, which is the topic of our in-house program this Wednesday evening, the 12th of April at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax, 6 p.m. Listen. We want you to come, but we want you to register. So make sure you do that. Go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Rozellecare.com and register. Tell us you're coming. Tell us how many people you're bringing. And because we have a finite number of spaces and we want to make sure that we have enough room for everybody. And if you register and you find that you can't attend, just call us. And let us know that that's so we can tell somebody else that's on the waiting list that is there. We have a room for about 60, 62 people. And Annabeth Goss and I will be co-presenting and I'm going to walk you through this. But when it comes to digestive problems, I want you to know the complicating factors that are really important. You know, 50% of the people over age 60 have low stomach acid. You know, by age 85, 80% have low stomach acid. It's like not okay. By the time you're 60, you produce about 35% of the amount of acid you did when you were 20. So it's important that you get that. So we're going to talk about all those pieces. We're going to talk about how complicating factors of stress patterns and the imbalances of sympathetic and parasympathetic has an effect on the system. And we want to make sure that you know what to ask your doctor if you're being treated medically. The insufficiency of hydrochloric acid can cause allergy reactions. It can cause a increased level of parasites. It can cause microbiome to be over the top. There's ways of distinguishing and making sure you understand that. And then how do you treat it? How do you make sure that you put it together? You know, there's a guy by the name of Thomas Edison, and he made a statement that was very interesting. He said, the doctor of the future won't give any medicine, but he'll interest his patients in the care of the human frame, but in diet. and in the cause and prevention of disease. And this is probably one of the most pointed pieces of doing that. Prevention is the key. Understanding the triggering mechanisms of why and treating that is more important than anything else. And that's what we do at the Results Center for Healing. But we need you as an educated partner in what it is that we do. And that's why we do these classes, is that we want you to have the tools. We want you to have opportunity. We want you to be able to shift and turn things around because you understand what's really causing it, not just because life finger pointed at you and said, you know, this is your turn to break down. We're going to give you the ulcers. We're going to give you the cancer. We're going to give you the heart disease. We're going to give you all. This is where your health starts, in the gut. This is the tie-in of everything, neurologically, biochemically, and immunologically. So we want to be able to make sure that you have everything that you possibly need to make your life better. This Wednesday, the 12th of April, 6 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Make sure you register. And we'll have a great time. I promise you it'll be interesting. You'll go away with a tons of information. We're coming up to the end of the program. And remember something. I've been at this for a lot of years, and I continue doing it for one reason and one reason only. One, you deserve the data. You deserve the information. And more importantly, beyond everything else, simply this. I love you all. I'll see you Wednesday night, and we'll see you next week with a brand new program. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle.